corrupt mind is lashed upon her face. Because a lizard's brain can't surmount the hurdle scene. Now she's a lizard's dream in a fashion magazine. Passion stokes his soul, nostrils flare with cold desire. Now he's a lizard caught on fire,
and she's a dream. A lizard queen, a people's queen. This lizard dream.
Monumental obstacles cannot delude his whim. His scaly riding grows voices, he beholds her silken skin. Although a lizard's lips can't dispense a proper kiss, still she's a lizard's queen in a fashion magazine.
I absolutely love the Thinking Fellers Union Local 282, and I'll never forget the first show I tried to go see in Chicago when I moved there when I was 18 years old, and I went down and I was like, yep, I'd like to buy a ticket. And I was at the Lounge Acts, and they were like, yep, let me see some ID, and I was like, here it is. They're like, you can't get into this show, you're 18 years old, son. And I was like, holy fucking shit, are you kidding me? Like, this is an opportunity to see the Thinking Fellers Union. So, this guy who noticed my dilemma was like, hey, do you want to just go to the liquor store and we'll split a 12-pack of beer and sit in the back alley? It sounds real good from back there. And I was like, that sounds great, man. Does it really sound good back there? This guy was like, hell yeah, it does. So we go back there and we're hanging out in the alley and we're drinking beer and we can hear the show and it sounds pretty good. Suddenly enough, the doors open. It's the backstage crowd. We just walked right in. Thank God for that opening band, a bunch of drug addicts. Did you hear that big bass sound that the Thinking Fellers get? It's like they have an enormous, like, contra bass balloon or something that they get to rub. It's got that... like you're rubbing a balloon, Mike Parker style, for complete auditory pleasure. And it's just a big bass balloon. Huge little rubbing bass sound they get out of that. Yeah, that's the French stuff. Hubbub. Frederick Blondie, Jean-Luc Genet, Jean-Sébastien Mariage, Edward Perrault, Bertrand Denzley. Good quintet, huh? Hubbub. The Japanese have also been known to nurture francophiliacization. That's just C. That's just a soft C, folks. And the compilation Batofar Cherche, which is a celebration of a Paris club in Tokyo. Certainly brings it full tilt.
You've allowed to touch you in so many different places in your body. The quiet hands that sometimes can reach even beyond your body and touch you inside in places where you sometimes forget over the course of a day. Private places, secret places. Places where you and someone very important to you were warm together in the middle of a cold winter night. A place that recognizes the touch of the magic fingers of quiet hands. A place so private to you that it's a place where being with someone, even after everything he said was funny and everything you did was beautiful, being with that person, you allowed that person to touch you so deeply inside, past your body even. The place deeply inside where small things are so important. A single rose, handful of daisies, maybe a little kid with a dandelion his hand and a big smile on his face. Quiet hands and the magic fingers touching you so deeply inside. In the place where when you are with someone who is important, that person would recognize the feel of that place inside you in the middle of a midnight. You would know that touch of you blindfolded. A place inside you where you know that you can't forget some of these things. You can't forget them in silence. You can't even drown them out in music. That's how deep and comfortable and very real these quiet hands can be touching you as deeply inside you as you will allow. have that coming to you. After all, these are really your glad hands.
Thank you, Dick Summer, for bringing us back to the feeling of quiet hands. Let's all feel those hands like drums and a trumpet inside our body, in the special places on our skin. And let Russ Bolliter's music for ruined pianos, found across Australia, seethe us into a quiet hand's repose. We're going to hear his tune. Going to war without the French is like going to war with an accordion.
Thank you.
Yikes! That was wonderful. Now let's try a bass clarinet harp duet. Hans Kosch, Rodri Davies.
En liten historia om en växt. Inget komplex, en liten extra stimulans som mest. Distinkt till luften, den är grön och klippig. Du böter en puff, blir du skön och vivig.
Oh,
That Mauricio Coggle album I've supposedly had some difficulties with gave me no problems tonight. In fact, we've actually played stuff from all four sides this evening. Acoustica, 1971. Give it a chance next time it whips into your grocery store. Buy it frozen. Chop it cheap. I would, and my ear is flatter than most. The end of that one, in fact. Got the Winamp loaded and ready. The best thing about this current music, French to the bone. Sophie Agnell, the chord. Sophie Agnell, Jerome Nettinger, Lionel Marchetti. And you might think that Lionel Marchetti was an Italian, but this is the beautiful thing. He speaks French, fluently, raised French. He's on our side.
Thank you.
good news for everybody hungering for more. I've loaded the Winamp with some fantastic stuff, including a microphone that actually we're out of XLR by Unwrinkled Ear.